This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the immigration challenge at the U.S. southern border, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's similar to the Obama administration's early years, when then-Vice President Biden was tasked to lead the Iraq pullout. This time, the president's turning to his number two to tackle a surge of young migrants at the border, a challenge that threatens the administration's legislative agenda.
When she speaks for me.
The president says she'll deal with the Northern Triangle nations of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras to tackle internal issues that drive immigration.
Needless to say, the work will not be easy.
The U.S. has seen a dramatic spike in border encounters the past 2 months. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
As migrants continue to illegally cross into the United States along the southwest border, the preferred times tend to be in the dark of night. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The AP observed four rafts of smugglers carrying migrants across the Rio Grande River from Mexico to the U.S. in Roma, Texas. Magdalena Banejas from Honduras and her one-year-old son crossed in a raft. She says the truth is it hasn't been bad. We didn't suffer, at least until now. But carrying the baby is tiring. Banejas turned herself into Customs and Border Patrol officials. She's on her way to family in New Jersey. More shelters are pitching in to help house migrants. Melissa Gutierrez is at Loaves and Fishes Shelter.
We always want to feel that we are prepared, but we at this time don't know how big the numbers are going to be.
The crossings appear to be across wide areas of the river. I'm Ed Donahue.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that China and Russia both posed urgent military and technological threats to NATO. Speaking in Brussels after talks with NATO foreign ministers, Blinken said both Russia and China are adding to their military might in dangerous ways.
Beijing's military ambitions are growing by the year. Coupled with the realities of modern technology, the challenges that once seemed half a world away are no longer remote. We also see this in the new military capabilities and strategies Russia has developed to challenge our alliances and undermine the rules-based order that ensures our collective security.
The Secretary of State said President Joe Biden's administration is fully committed to NATO, adding now was a time when alliances were needed maybe more than ever. The state of Virginia has abolished the death penalty following through on a promise from Governor Ralph Northam to outlaw capital punishment in a state that has executed more prisoners than any other. At a ceremony at the Greensville Correctional Center, where the state houses its death row, the governor said the move would help reform an imperfect justice system.
There is no place today for the death penalty in this Commonwealth, in the South, are in this nation.
Virginia, which last carried out an execution in 2017, has conducted more than 1,300 since 1608, when it was a British colony. Texas, which became a U.S. state in 1846, is in second place, but leads by a wide margin since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976. Kenya on Wednesday ordered the closure of two sprawling camps that host hundreds of thousands of refugees from neighboring Somalia and gave the UN Refugee Agency just 2 weeks to present a plan to do so. The Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps in northern Kenya together host more than 410,000 people. Authorities in Nairobi first announced their intention to shut the Dadaab camp, which is closer to the border with Somalia, back in 2016, citing national security concerns. The UNHCR urged Kenya to ensure that those who need protection continue to get it and pledged to keep engaging in a dialogue. Kenya's move comes as relations with Somalia worsen after Mogadishu cut diplomatic ties with Nairobi last December, accusing it of interfering in its internal affairs. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.